Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. A jury has convicted a man of a gunpoint carjacking a year ago in Blue Lake. Tony Reed was accused of trying to rob Kevin Chapman of money during a ride from the casino in Blue Lake to McKinleyville. Chapman told the jury he was giving a ride to three men from the casino last September when Reed pulled out a gun and demanded cash. When the driver tried to grab the gun, it discharged, but nobody was hit. And then Reed pistol-whipped him and stole the car. He was located in Delnorte County with the car key in his pocket. Deputy District Attorney Zachary Curtis said he was satisfied that the jury followed the law. He also thanked the victim, Kevin Chapman, for returning to Humboldt County from Michigan, where he now lives, to testify in that trial. Sheriff's detectives remain on scene at a residence in Fieldbrook as the investigation into the murder of two people continues. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of shots fired on Tuesday evening, and then witnesses reported that one of the victims, 37-year-old Harley Wayne Hammer Jr., was lying in the driveway calling for help, and that the body of a second victim, 37-year-old Angel Robin Talley, was lying near a shed. The first deputies on scene found Hammer across the street from where the shooting had occurred, and despite on-scene medical attention, Hammer later died at the hospital. Fieldbrook Road was reopened on Thursday afternoon, and the search for the suspect ended just after midnight on Thursday morning. A car driven by 29-year-old Michael Arriaga was first seen headed south from Eureka and then stopped at the Singley Hill off-ramp. Arriaga was arrested and booked on two counts of murder, and bail was set at $1 million. It's currently the largest fire in the state of California, and as of Thursday night, it has scorched more than 77,000 acres and continues to grow. The Happy Camp complex burning northeast of Humboldt County and east of Del Norte stands at just 15% containment as fire crew work to keep the fire from spreading toward structures along the Klamath River. A red flag warning remains in place as high winds and low humidity contribute to the fire spread. There is controlled traffic along Highway 96, although all mandatory evacuation orders for local residents have been lifted. More than 2,900 personnel are currently assigned to the fire, and in addition to dozens of heavy equipment crews, more than 80 hand crews and a dozen helicopters, firefighters are also using horses and pack mules to gain access in the steep and rugged terrain. And residents along the north coast of California don't need reminders that natural disasters can happen at any time. If anything, the 6.0 earthquake that rattled Napa Valley 2 weeks ago was a reminder for local residents to check their emergency preparedness kits to ensure they are updated and ready to use if necessary. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey said that foreign nationals have become actively involved in the marijuana business in Humboldt County. Downey said that two Ukrainian nationals were arrested in a recent raid, and there is more evidence that the number of foreigners involved in the industry is growing. Downey spent a day with federal officials last week saying that the one problem is that federal government and state lawmakers cannot agree on how much tolerance they have for marijuana production.
The federal standard is marijuana is illegal, is illegal, is illegal. The state standard is very confusing because we have legislators who are not willing to deal with the 215 issue. So we have a lot of confusion on the ground, and we have a lack of resources to effectively deal with the marijuana problems we're having.
Downey said that the local focus is now on the growers who are harming the environment.
Those fertilizers going into our water system is helping that algae bloom become even worse. It's also feeding toxicants into our soil.
Downey said that many landowners are trying to protect the environment as well as safeguard water use. But growers think only about money. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.